Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast, and happy new year again, as it is all throughout January. I am your host, C. William, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Clarpy.
She still hasn't kicked me out of the house, so I'm feeling pretty good about that. We've got some folks who you might recognize from earlier on when we were doing this show last spring. We are so happy to welcome back Ron and Zach Tippin from Wide Track.
Hey,
welcome, guys.
Going? Glad to be here.
Hey, I'll tell you what, this, you know, we're chatting a little bit here over the last, month, 6 weeks or so, and said, let's get this going. You guys have some new music that we're going to talk about. Some really exciting things have been happening for Wide Track since we talked to you last, April, May?
Yeah, it's been a little while now.
You guys have been busy.
That's right. We just played a show two nights ago. It was the public debut of our next album, entitled Galatea, which is set to release in 2025. We've got a couple songs out from that album now that were written over the last however many years, and we've been playing them for a while now, and we're really proud of them. We think it's our best stuff yet, and we're really excited to share them with you guys and everybody else that's listening.
Well, we've been giving them a listen here going into the show, getting ready for everything, and I really think the music has stepped up. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to me. I love what you have been doing, but it's even more intricate now. It seems like there's more to it. It's you're building on this.
Yeah, we tried to incorporate some newer elements. You know, we like to call ourselves an alterna-prog band. We like to kind of occupy the space between alternative and progressive music. And part of progressive music is not just the, you know, showy stuff like crazy guitar solos and odd time signatures, but also the arrangements and the soundscapes and layers that you incorporate. And so we've been looking at new ways to enrich the music beyond just, you know, kind of our normal progressive shenanigans. So, yeah, we think these are our best kind of coalition of all those qualities. So,
I know when we talked last spring, Ron, you were telling me he's really challenging you with what he wants you to do behind the drum kit. That seems to be still the case.
Never more so than this time around. He's typically the way we started out. We've kind of come full circle. You know, when he was learning to play, I was still playing guitar in the band, and I was throwing in guitar ideas. It was just a mishmash of whatever ideas each of us had. And as his skills, you know, he was probably 13 when he started with me. He's 20 now. Mm-hmm. And as his skill set grew, then it became, okay, he's going to play bass and guitar, and I'm going to sing and play drums. And little bit by little bit, he became a better and better drummer and a better singer. And so this time around, he's showing me drum parts, and he's like, I, you know, do what you want with this, but here's the idea I have. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool, but I'll have to practice. I'll have to practice to be able to play that. And so it's been good for me just to kind of keep the saw sharpened, so to speak. And
it continues to expand what you guys.
Yeah, and it's a weird, ironically, you know, we started off with these grand visions of being a progressive rock band, and we some of our older stuff is quite lengthy. I think we had one song that was over 8 minutes long, and you know, we explored that side, and this time we've kind of filtered things down to,
okay, you there?
To shorter songs, and
mm-hmm.
And you know, just more condensed and highlighting the parts of us that are more you know, that we're just more excited about and just being more concise with things. So as things expand, they're also kind of getting a little bit more streamlined. So
now the first one that we have in the first two songs that we've got queued up for you are both brand new releases. Tell us a little bit about Red.
Well, Red was actually, you wrote that on guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was your song.
This was, I wrote the first three albums, and he came in after the third album was written, and he played on the third album when he was 12, 13 years old. And we started writing we wrote the last two albums together. And every time I went to write, I was like, gosh, I'm not bringing it like he is, you know? And I got lucky. I had a zone one day and just was able to come up with some stuff where I didn't beat myself up about it too much. And those two songs, of course, I had written an entire album of songs. And he was like, I like these two. And I said, well, let me see what you got. And of course, you know, what he has is what we ended up using. So, but it's great. You know, we loved it.
Do you guys ever write a song together and then decide that, okay, I like it, but I don't like it. And then you decide if you don't both agree, it doesn't work. Or do you just kind of keep working with each other because you believe there's something there?
Of course.
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, it's always been like, well, I got that. You know, it's even when he brings me ideas that are difficult to play, you know, I like to think that I'm open-minded and that I'm up for growing. But when something is particularly challenging, that old guy in me kicks in. That you don't, you know, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. And so I go through this process where I throw my drumsticks and I get really frustrated about something, but then I work through it. And afterwards, it's a huge lesson of, you like to think you're not set in your ways, but we so are, and it's difficult. It's more difficult than you originally think. So as a result, if I'm not feeling something right away, I just let go of that. And if to me, it's like if he's excited about something, I usually end up really liking it, you know, once I get used to it and get over that old guy syndrome.
Well, let's give this one, the first one that's queued up here is Red. Let's give this a listen. Wide Track and Red. Wide Track with Red. And Ron, you even brought us back to the old days of MTV. I was feeling pretty good about that there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Love that song. The progressions in there are just fantastic.
You.
Just
really enjoyed. Nice work.
Hey, listen, there's some big news out of your household. We were really excited when you shared this with us that Zach is heading off to Berklee College of Music in Boston.
That's right.
That is fantastic. Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's a really exciting opportunity. It's obviously it's a big change. It's even a little scary being so far from home, having such a different scene and all that. But I'm really looking forward to the opportunity. I'm super lucky. It's a place to be surrounded by musicians who are also operating at the highest level that they can, and so it's the perfect environment to grow and to be challenged. And I think especially if you're given that opportunity, and in my position, I don't have any other responsibilities or bills, a family that anyone knows about.
Yeah.
I think it's something that you owe it to yourself to take, and so I'm really looking forward to the experience. I couldn't be more excited.
Well, we're excited for you.
How is Dad feeling? Because you have this look on your face.
Oh, yeah, it's been a process, but I sincerely am excited for him to see what the opportunities come his way. He's got so many skill sets, and he's going out there with a little bit of a clean open slate, and to see what what might unfold. And I think that's my curiosity is the primary emotion. And he'll be home in the spring, at least this year. He'll be home in the spring till the fall, and so we'll be able to do some things then. And we're gonna finish our album, and with technology we can do stuff in different states and whatnot. But yeah, it's of course, the first time he'll be away from home. So there's that. I don't know if you've ever been through that, but
I have experienced that. My daughter, after graduation from Saginaw Valley, and her husband moved out to Colorado, and so I can completely relate. There were some rough times for old Dad when that happened, and I can appreciate what you're feeling right now with Zach getting ready to make that transition. I will say I've got quite an affinity for Berklee. My brother is a Berklee grad, and absolutely loved his experience. And it was interesting to hear you talking about, Zach, what you thought was going to be what you were going to experience when you get there. And it's dead on. You're going to be around some of the most talented musicians you've ever encountered. And people not just talented at playing the instruments, but talented in the production end of it, talented in the business end of it. You're going to get all the best. And I'm excited for you. I know what it did for my brother. My brother and Ron, don't mean to put something in front of you, but my brother went to Boston, to Berklee, and he never came back. He's still out there loving life. And even though it's been, 20, 25 years since he graduated, he still has his, in addition to the man job, he still has his recording studio up and running. He's still producing indie bands up and down the East Coast. So it's something that won't leave you. And I'm just thrilled for you, Zach. I think this is fantastic.
Yeah, we're truly honored that we know you and you're doing this. It's so exciting to see you grow. And we just can't wait to see what happens in a year or 2 years or 10 years,
that's surreal.
That's kind of where I am too. It's like, I know, I've had a front row seat to his skill set and, for the past 8 years. And, so it's just like, far be it from me to hold him back from his potential. It's, that I'm just so it's like a story, you know, you started to read, you're really into it, and you're like, oh, I'm staying with this. I gotta see what happens next, you know?
Sure. Well, and you know, it may be the next steps for Widetrack too. You know, it may be what he brings back is what the evolution of the band continues to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm kind of just letting him go, and I suspect, but this has been the way it's always been, you know, like, will we make another album? We'll see. He's young. He could be hooking up with some other musicians his age. But as fate has had it, we fed off this. We really enjoy this music that we make together, and we really can't get that fix anywhere else. You know, we have a second language, unspoken language with it, a shorthand with it. And I suspect we'll always do something, at least on some level, you know?
Well, I think that's been one of the coolest things from our end is to see that, to see father and son doing this, and the camaraderie you have and the collaboration you have is, like you say, you've got your own second language.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's really weird, you know. It's when we play together, the father-son thing just kind of evaporates, and we're just in that musical realm, and yeah. Yeah, it's been quite a thing to experience, you know, because I doing the first three Widetrack albums, they were basically solo albums, but I never wanted to be a solo artist. I wanted to be in a band, you know. I love collaboration, but I just couldn't find the people that wanted to do this specific type thing. And when he came in, even from a young age, I remember the first thing that he played me. It's a couple, you know, there's a couple songs on our Unwakening album. The album's called The Unwakening that we did during COVID. And I distinctly remember the feeling early on. I said, wow, he really gets the vibe of this. I didn't have to have any conversation with him about it. It was just, we enjoyed a lot of the same music. And throughout the years, our influences have been like, well, sure, I played him the Essentials, the Led Zeppelins and the Black Sabbaths and all that. Oh, sure. But the stuff he's played for me, I've discovered some of my favorite bands through that. Stuff I never would have listened to. So we have this, you know, mixed, you know, this little mishmash of all this influence that we share, and it's really benefited our music listening to each other's stuff.
So, without question, yes.
And the fans absolutely love it, just so you know. They can't wait for this episode.
We want to really quick thank all of you for listening.
Yes, indeed. Yes, thank you.
There you go. Well, the next one that we've got up, another one of your new releases, this is Saturnine. Tell us a little bit about this.
So this is another one that you wrote, all the guitar, vocals, and drums. And this one, I remember you had played me the full album that you had written with the name, concept, and everything. And this one really stood out to me. I mean, Red was, you know, another one that hit me. But this one, I especially, just the mood, and it's in 7/8. Which is the best time signature ever, of course. But it's just, it's got this, you know, just really special vibe that I think is, you know, so what we're into. And I was really excited to start working on that one, especially. So, yeah, I'll let the song speak for itself.
All right, let's give it a listen. Widetrack's Saturnine.
No one knows of the face you saw then, painful as it was. Faith in you you'd chosen, broken all at once. No, I can't. No, I can't stop. Is it wrong that we share these secrets with the ones we trust? Risk the damage of their knowing our true thoughts. No, I can't. No, I can't stop. The closer you get, the further I go inside. From the way it was to the moment I felt your arms shine this holy guise, like it always does. Turns my blood to ice.
Loves it. I'm putting it on my Spotify playlist right now.
Thank you.
That is rapidly becoming one of my favorite tunes. I really enjoy that when I first heard it, and man, now that we continue to play that here, it's what a great
song. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so beautiful, and the storyline is amazing. You wrote it, obviously, Ryan. I mean, how were you feeling when you wrote it? Was there something going on in your life at that time?
I'm not super comfortable with here's what's going on in my life. So I channel these things into, and I had a really cool, I wanted to pay tribute to a lot of my favorite horror novels and movies. I've been reading a lot of mystery thrillers the past few years. And also, it's kind of a combination that the album is like a tribute to those things and also to the strong women that have influenced me in my life, like my grandmother and Zach's mother and my girlfriend and, people like that, you try to put a little fictional spin on it to provide a little bit of a shield of your own personal experience. But it's all drawn from a personal experience and just put out there. But once people ask you, what are your songs about? And I used to love to say, let me tell you about what. Yeah. But now I think what people really want is to be able to project their own. I hear this line in this song and it really resonates with me. I'm not sure people want to be told what that means. It'll mean something to them. And I think that's another reason why it's not so personal is because I want it to be a little more universal and just whatever you want this to mean, that's what it means for you.
It's all right. I think that's the beauty of what you guys are doing. What the artists that we talk to are doing is you enable the folks to, it doesn't have to be that pop machine that's out there that tells us how we're supposed to look and feel and do. It's open for interpretation. And that's what we love.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much of the stuff in our music and what we put out, we understand it requires, a little bit more from a listener than, stuff that you might hear on pop radio would. I definitely wouldn't call us easy listening, especially if, you're coming from a more, classic rock background or, mainstream background. I'm totally okay with saying that. But I do think what we've experienced with our favorite music is the stuff that puts itself in our hearts and lives with us is the stuff that we've been able to meet on its own ground and kind of take a little bit of ownership over. I spent the time to listen to this song for however many months and years, and now it's shaped me. And that's what we channel in our music, is those same qualities that we were drawn to in our favorite music. And what drew me to this one, especially when I first heard it, and what made me say, this is going on the album. It's opening the album. Yeah. Our previous album was very dystopian. Our last two were very dystopian, and they had a lot of maybe even sci-fi elements.
Definitely influenced. I always say what's the tagline when somebody says, give me your elevator pitch of what your band is, and say, Rod Serling from the Twilight Zone conducts a group therapy session with members of Soundgarden, Pink Floyd, and Rush.
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream.
And to me, what made this song and this album so impactful is it felt like the first two were those bands talking about their traumas, and this one is them talking about their feelings. I hear these lyrics, and it's coming from a spot that's really raw and emotional. Whereas some of the previous stuff was a little more veiled in what it meant. This, I feel like, this is written about me, or this could be written about anybody. And so, we hope that that's something that, you as the listener can take away as well.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I, you know, the folks that are listening to this, your fans, the folks that we're introducing to this now, I'm sure are going to have that same feeling. That emotion comes out.
Well, I think, you know, it's something with that, with the stuff that we've written up to date. It is very dystopian. And that's what I was kind of saying earlier about things are kind of coming a little bit down to a basic interpersonal relationship type thing. Every song on this album is two people. You know, it's very romantic, very dark stuff, but it's very romantic in its own way. Mm-hmm. And very exposed. And it was a challenge to not impose any of that sci-fi stuff onto it. And we, you know, a lot of that's just being influenced by seeing certain bands. I think we mentioned Sleep Token last time we talked to you. We really liked that band. And I was like, wow, all these songs they're just love songs, but they're veiled in this dark metal kind of thing. And it's just really cool. And it, you know, you get influenced by something and you're like, wow, it's okay to do that. You know, it's okay to let that part of my creativity out. And so we just kind of go with what's what the current vibe is. And it's interesting because you don't plan these things and then they come, these songs start coming out. And it's like, wow, I guess this is what we're writing now. And it's always such an exciting thing when you learn what you're going to be doing.
Well, and these two are going to be on your new album that Zach was talking to us a little bit earlier, as you're in production with that right now, released sometime this year. And of course, there are the challenges now of geography and so forth, and the thing that he's going to be doing. But you'll still be able to work on that and still be able to, when he's back in the spring and the summer, are there going to be plans for performances there at that point in time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if two nights ago was any indication of things to come, I mean, it was a really positive experience, and you know, we've heard lots of good reviews from the people who were there, and so we're just waiting for, you know, chomping at the bit to do it again. I mean, it was a lot of fun, so we hope to get out there and, you know, see more of you know, you guys out as well and share this music in a preferred medium.
Absolutely. I was excited to hear you're going to be continuing to play. That makes me happy.
Oh, cool.
So we have one queued up here. It's from 2023. This is one of my all-time favorites from you guys. I really, really enjoy this one, Unlived. This song rocks. It absolutely does. I enjoy this one. Tell us a little bit about this.
So, Unlived was the first, I believe, single that was released for our previous album, Monoliths. This one was one of the earlier tunes that we had written, and similar to this stuff, it was kind of ahead of its era in that way. It's a little bit of a simpler song. There's no crazy techniques or shenanigans. We just tried to write a song that was emotionally and melodically impactful, and I think that's paid off as it's stood the test of time. It's a positive song. It kind of contrasts the rest of the album and frankly a lot of the rest of the catalog in that way. And so this one has become one of our favorites to play, not only live but you know, for new listeners as well.
All right, let's give this one a listen. Wide Tracks, Unlist.
Won't be silent.
Ron and Zach Tippin and Wide Track. Gentlemen, you have something very special. There is no question.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
So much fun. I love it.
And Zach, we're really proud of you. We want to see what happens as you're off to Berkeley. Ron, hang in there. I can tell you there's going to be some tough days, but be proud of what he's doing because he's really doing something special, and it's only going to benefit everybody.
Always. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us again. We love our conversations with you, and
likewise,
we love you.
Thank you. Looking forward to meeting in person one day.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to. No question.
And real quick, how can fans reach you?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How can fans reach you?
All our stuff is at Wide Track Band.
The social media platforms.
WideTrackBand.com, at Wide Track Band.
Well, they update about live shows, new music, and merch, and everything else Wide Track.
All right, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, so we have from Nashville, Tennessee, Elise Harper.
All right, we're looking forward to the show with Elise. We want to thank Wide Track one more time, guys. Ron and Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. And as always, Vehicle City Sound, keep on rocking.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Well, hey, folks,
you can catch us out on all the podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places that you get your own podcast. Check us out, vehiclecitysound.com. And if you know more Wide Tracks out there, we're dying to hear them. Get us and drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Wide Track, thanks for joining us. Be good.
See you next time.